I would like to say also, in meetings like that, I always see one big question or problem. More or less everybody being with us here is already convinced about the need to do something in the same direction, to really change our world to the better, to say it very naively. And how do we get across this feeling we share to people who do not share it? And one of the problems we face, and I see it like that, rarely you read in media and newspapers or listen to radio stations talking about activities that have been described here today. They mostly stay in a small circle of people already active in it. And when you open newspapers or listen to media, it's normally they talk about the negative results, about the crisis, about all things we do not want, but they are in the center of information normally. And I think it would be marvelous if we could get across this room to many, many more people. And of course, there are lots of activities trying to do so. But for me, it's a big problem how to reach another world outside from our own small circles and convince them about the work that has been done or is done by so many active people, but too few people really get this message. So about culture, I think you mentioned culture for the first time tonight. This word has not appeared up to this moment. So I think the initiative I present here has some special, some specialty by really being based on the conviction and on the idea that culture could be or should be a very strong partner in the building of Europe and in overcoming the problems we are facing, which I don't need to describe today. The initiative started already early 2002 by realizing something is missing in the European process. I can't tell you this long story, but by a chance we tried to engage Jacques Delors into our activities, and he gave us this title, which in French was Un âme pour l'Europe. And we tried to convince a group of people working in the same direction here, let's start an initiative under the title A Soul for Europe, Eine Seele für Europa. And at that time, in 2002, 2003, people said, oh, that's much too romantic, what about a soul? But we thought maybe it's a good idea to talk about something else than economy and all these other things. Let's talk about the need of a soul for Europe. And we started that really with a big conference in 2004, where for the first time we succeeded to bring together political people from all over Europe, highly people in government and lots of people from East and Western Europe, together with a group of about 80 young Europeans, which we could define through a foundation then. And I think it was a rare moment that unprepared politicians and young Europeans in 2004 sat around tables talking to each other, not really prepared to do so, but learning during these 2 days to listen to each other and to talk to each other. And the main objective for us was, and it was mostly people we invited from cultural background, to convince political people, politics, that culture, that the arts could be a very strong and very much needed partner in the European process. This was the idea, and we still have this idea, building Europe from bottom up, based on this conviction, on this vision of the power and the strength of culture and the arts. And this is what we have been doing. I could tell you lots of stories, but this is what we have been doing. And we will do it again in the coming elections, and we did it when we had the last European elections. We succeeded then to invite the leading top candidates, European candidates, and we confronted them with artists and intellectuals. For instance, Jean-Claude Juncker had a debate with Wim Wenders, and Martin Schulz had a debate with Klaus Steg in public. And we realized they didn't really speak the same language. They started to fight each other by realizing they didn't even understand each other. They were on very different worlds. So this convinced us again how necessary it is to really try to bring the chances, the possibility, the creative power of culture into political thinking and action. And we will do that again in before these elections on the 12th and 13th of April. We will have again a meeting, a conference here in Berlin, Soul for Europe conference, where again we invited the top candidates to be questions and to come into a debate with young and not so young artists, intellectuals, to really try to convince each other that it's necessary to become partners and to use the chances and possibilities of politics, of art, culture, of civil society, of a young European generation that really has this vision of becoming a much better and much stronger partner for the political development. So I could say a lot more, but I think I made my point.